preached to you about Habakkuk. He was a prophet for his generation. And he was prophesying to the children of Judah and the Jewish people. Amen. He lived at a time when all around the children of Israel, there are people, there are evil people, the Babylonians, they took the children of Israel captives into captivity. And they were having a very difficult time. And here was Habakkuk. He was the prophet of God. He was the man of God for that time and for that hour. And he would declare the works of God among the people. And you find in Habakkuk, he's having a conversation with God. Do you have conversation with God? Come on, we can all have conversation with God. He's not far away from us today, amen? He's never far away. The Word of God says that he's right there in the very mention, right there next to you, amen? So you can always call on God. And Habakkuk was a man of God, and he had a conversation with God. And you can have conversation with God about everything that's happening in your life, amen? So here we find Habakkuk. He wrote this book. You know, the first slide I want you to take a look is about God is working. Let's see if we can see this, if we can follow this some of this PowerPoint this morning. Habakkuk chapter 1. Can you go to the slide? Can we follow that slide to see if I should? I don't have to stay in the slide if you have difficulties. But if you can go to that slide, you know, it talks about. Okay, here's the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk was a prophet of God, written in 620 and 597 BC. And he was talking and prophesying to the southern kingdom of Judah. These were the people, they were the people of God, and he would prophesy to these people because they were taken into captivity. And his message was a dialogue between God and himself. He was communicating with God, and that's what you find in the scripture right here. What was the message of Habakkuk? Habakkuk looked around at the forthcoming invasion of the Babylonian and asked God for allowing such a violent nation to triumph. You know, we are living right here in America at a time when we feel like, you know, the devil seemed to be winning. But listen, hey, can I declare to you that God is in control of our nation? Can I declare to you that God is the nation of the United States of America? God is the nation of all the nations of the world. Amen? We can be confident. You know, the presidents come and presidents go. Kings come and kingdoms go. But listen, our God is a mighty God. You can be confident of this, that our God, he holds you. He holds your family in his very hand, and he will never let you go. Amen, because he has got a hold of your life. Amen. You can trust God with your life. And God is working in you, and he is working in your life, in your family, everything that concerns you. And let that be established in your life, that God is working. Amen. Second thing I want to, second slide, let's see if we can go to this. We're going to continue to follow the slides and see. I know you want to probably, you know, you probably want to, you know, also show me on the video and everything. You know, Habakkuk, he complains to God about all the injustices that is going on. Do you find injustice? You know, when you watch the television, when you hear all the news, you hear of so much injustice going on, including in our nation. But listen, you can be certain, you can trust God, knowing that his justice will never, never fail. Amen? He's always in charge. You know, evil people, you know, Habakkuk, he's saying, evil people gain while good people lose. Judge no longer make the right decisions. But listen to the word of God. Listen to what God says to Habakkuk. He says, I will do something in your life that you would not believe even if I was told you. God will do something so great that you would not even believe even if I told you. God wants to do great things in your life. He wants to do new things in your life. He wants to do things that you have never even heard, never even seen with your life. So you have to trust God. Don't be overwhelmed by what the devil is doing. Be overwhelmed and amazed by what. A lot of times we see all these different things that is happening and we're overwhelmed and fear comes. And it distorts us. You cannot sleep in the mind in the night. Your mind is disturbed. Your heart is disturbed, and you are not sure what's going to happen. Listen, the Word of God says he is with you. He would never leave you. He will never forsake you. Amen. You can trust him with your life. Amen. So God says, "I will do something I will do something in your life that you would not believe even if I told you. That's what God wants you to know today, that God will do great things in your life. And you got to believe this is a new year. We are living in a new time, in a new season, and he's going to do new things in your life. All things are passed away. Behold, God says, I will make all things new. Amen. You know, we're just in the month of February, and you have to trust God and believe God for great increase, great victory. You can trust God for healing in your body. You can't let fear come into your heart. Amen. I know for many people, last year was very difficult. For many families, they lost their loved ones. Many families have suffered great sufferings. But listen, God is with us. God is with us, and he will give us the victory that you and I, we need. Amen. Then Habakkuk continues. He was a human person. He was a human just like you and I. Amen. He was an ordinary person, yet he had the message of God in his heart. He would communicate God's heart to his people. Just like your pastor stands here every week and he communicates the word of God into you. He speaks faith into your life. He opens the Bible and speaks the word of God to you so that your life is strengthened. Your life has great potential to do the works of God. Amen? And that's what Habakkuk, you know, he continues. He's talking to God and he says in Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, he says, Lord, you have chosen the Babylonians to punish people. Your eyes are too good to look to evil. You cannot stand to see those who do wrong. So how can you put up with these people? And sometimes you say the same thing. God, you see all this injustice. God, you see all these trials, people's losing their lives. God, you see all this tremendous evil that is going on in our nation, around the world. God, where are you? What are you going to do about it? Habakkuk says, God, how can you be quiet when the wicked swallow up people who are better than they? I know you have prayed the same prayers. You even cried. Many of you have cried out. Sometimes you have struggles in your life. You have struggles in your family. You are battling situations in your family with your job. And you are crying out to God. And you say, God, I have given everything. I have done everything right. And why am I going through this suffering? Why am I going through these challenges in my life? Listen, God says he is there with you. He will help you. See, that's why he has sent his Holy Spirit, the helper. And we have the Holy Spirit of God inside of us. And you can take time and you can pray in your heart. You can take time and you can set apart that moment with God. You know, I have learned last many years, and especially last couple of years, I have taken a lot of my times to see God and to find scripture, find the word of God where it is written. And I can find strength. I can find power of God. I can find the anointing of God. I can find the healing of God. Everything that I need. I know many of you are believing God for increased finances. Listen, God is your father. He will make sure that there is no lack in your life. But he wants you to do things right. He wants you to give your first into him, and that is your heart. He wants to make sure that he is the first place in your life. And when we allow God to work in our hearts, when we bring our families into the house of God, when we connect our house with the house of God, we are faithful in hearing God's word and doing the words of God. You know, when we are faithful in our tithes, in our giving, listen, God will make sure that the windows of heaven is opened up for you. Amen, amen. The word of God said there'll be no more room enough. That means there is no more room. The blessings of God will follow you. Amen. And he will surprise you with his goodness. He will heal you. He will deliver you from all fears. He will remove all those nightmares that you have or fear that grips your hearts. Listen, you can walk as a man and a woman of God. You can walk in confidence knowing God is with you. You can walk in confidence knowing your children will never leave God. You can, you know, sometimes our children go through trials and the devil fights hard, but his best is not enough. Amen. The devil will try, especially if you have kids. Listen, the devil will try his best, but I'll tell you this, his best is not good enough because God is fighting your battles and he will deliver you. He will deliver your children. He will deliver your sons and your daughters because they belong to God. And because you love God, because you follow Him, you know, the devil is always after our children, after our businesses, after our jobs, but God will fight your battles. Learn to be a man and a woman of God like Habakkuk. He sought God and he talked to God. And when you talk to God, He will talk back to you. Amen. Listen to the voice of God. Prepare yourself to hear God's word. And when you do so, you will find God's answers. You know, in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, God says this. God replies to Habakkuk like this. Write down the vision, the revelation, and make it plain on the tablet so that those that may hear will run with it. Is God speaking to you something today? Is God speaking to you something this week or this month? Write it down. You know, I've got notebooks all over in my study room. I've got notebooks and I write down things. You know why? Because I want to remember. I want to go back and look at what God has spoken into my heart or what I'm thinking about, because it's so often we forget. So you have to write down things. You have to make it a habit. And sometimes I know many of you take notes on your phones and on your iPad, and that's good. But, you know, it's nothing like when you're going back and writing on a piece of paper, on a notebook. You know why? Because you can go back and take a look. Amen. I like all the digital. I like all the technologies and everything. But sometimes there's no battery. Hey, nothing works, right? If your battery dies out, Justin, where are you? If your battery runs out, you're finished. You have to always write it down in a paper, amen? You have to write it down in a notebook so you can go back and you can see what the Lord has spoken to you. I remember when I was younger, and I'm still young, right? But when I was younger, listen, I came to this church some 27 years ago. I met Pastor Neil Bernard at one of the meetings over there in Baton Rouge. And listen, our heart got connected. I saw him and he saw me reaching the world with the gospel, you know. And we just connected our hearts and God gave me favor. And we became friends and partners in ministries for the last 25, 27 years. You know, God has been this church has been a huge blessing to us. Every month, listen to this. I came here to testify what God has done through us. Because of your generous giving, because of your prayers, the world has heard the gospel because of you. Because in your needs, amen. I am like one of the 10 lepers that comes back and says, thank you. Thank you, because you don't hear it enough. And we are here to say thank you, because you gave millions and millions of people from all these nations of the world are hearing God for the first time. They're coming into the house of God. There is tremendous persecution. There is a lot of rejection. There is a lot of suffering in many nations that you have not even heard. But listen, God is building His kingdom. He is building His kingdom. And the churches around the world, in India with 1.3 billion people, in China with 1.3 and a half billion people, some of the largest countries in the world, all over Africa, listen, villages and towns and cities, you know, there are people lifting up their hands, worshiping God because of you, because of us coming together, praying and giving and interceding for the works of God. And we can rejoice knowing that God is doing a great work in the nations of the world. Amen? Amen? So I want to say thank you for that. Thank you for that. And just like Habakkuk, you know, he was overwhelmed, you know, when with his conversation with God. You know, God says, write down the things. Because when you ask God things, He will reveal things to you. You have to write it down, note it down. And when those things come to pass, or people, those who read those things, they will remember what God has done. Just last year, was it last year? Y'all celebrated 25 years anniversary? For 25 years. Go ahead, clap your hands to the Lord and to each one of you. God has allowed this church to make a great difference in this community for 25 years. God has been faithful to you, and you have been faithful to God. And you have been faithfully preaching and declaring the words of God all over the world. And we are to say thank you for that. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. You know, these things did not happen just in one day. This church did not exist just in one day. It has taken a lot of sacrifices, a lot of prayers, a lot of hard works, a lot of giving, a lot of working. And all of you have done this. And we want to say thank you for doing that, because God is working in the midst of us. Amen? God is working in your life. Amen. And he needs to rail about his talking to Habakkuk. And then listen to this. So Habakkuk continues to rail about all these things that he sees. He sees the Babylonians. He sees the strong horses of the Babylonians, and they're so fast. They're so, this is just a few chapters. There are only three or four chapters in the book of Habakkuk. Read it. It's just so fascinating. And you find Habakkuk, he's just like you and I. And in his conversation, he says, God, this people in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 12 to 14, he says, how terrible it will be for the nations to become rich by doing wrong, that kills people, to build a city that wrongs others just to start a town. The Lord all-powerful will send fire to destroy those people that are built. But then God continues to say, then just as the water covers the sea, people everywhere will know the Lord's glory. The earth shall be filled with the glory and the knowledge of God. The earth shall be filled with the glory and the knowledge of God. You know, I hear in Louisiana, you have a lot of sports fans, a lot of players that you raise from right here, and you send out all over this country. You all make champions, right? You all make champions. Listen, God is raising up champions. Amen. He is raising up champions in the nations. His glory. And when these players, they go out and play ball in the big fields, you see the entire stadium. They rock, they roar because of the goals they make, because of all the scores they make. And there is so much glory, right? And people, they get excited. How much more when we see the works of God? How much more when you see millions and millions of people? Amen. Go ahead and clap your hands to the Lord. There is no greater glory to see people come to know Jesus Christ than anything else in this whole world. The Bible says heaven rejoices when one soul comes to know Jesus Christ. Amen. Heaven rejoices because of you. Heaven rejoices because of your family. Heaven rejoices when lost souls come into the kingdom of God. Amen. The earth shall be filled by the glory and the knowledge of our God. See, millions of people, billions of people do not know. They follow all this different religion. They follow Hinduism and they follow Buddhism and they follow Islam and all this religion that deceives people. But praise God for His word that sets people free. The word of God will release people from all this darkness and all this religion and will give them life. Amen. And the word of God says, the earth shall be filled with the glory and the knowledge of our God. Everybody on this planet earth will know our God. Amen. They will have the opportunity. And that's why we work so very hard to preach the gospel. One of the scriptures again also says, then Habakkuk, he says, Lord, I have heard, in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2 and 16, he says, Lord, I have heard the news about you. I'm amazed what you have done. Lord, you do great things once again in our time. Do you cry out like that to the Lord? Lord, do great things one more time in our nation. I believe America is getting ready for a revival, for a move of God that we have never seen before. I'm telling you, God is preparing. He's awakening the church. He's awakening you and I. He's awakening us in the middle of the night. And we are not just Christians. Pastor Neil has been preaching to you. We're not just going to be Christians. We're going to be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know who is a disciple? A disciple is a wholehearted follower of God. And that's what he's been preaching to you. He's been preparing this church to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. You can find many Christians, but listen, not many are discipled. We are to be disciples, wholehearted followers of God. I have known God like 40-some years, and I'm telling you what, it's been the most amazing journey for me. To know God and to be a disciple and to be a man of God that honors Him and declare His glory in the nations of the world. That's why we do all that we do, because we want to make sure that we are not only raising Christians, but we are making disciples. And I tell you what, there's tremendous persecution in countries, but I'll tell you, God is greater than persecution. God is greater than fear. God is greater than all the opposition, all the stronghold that comes that hinders God's work. There's tremendous difficulties in preaching the gospel in many of these nations. But I'll tell you what, God is raising up a generation, people that are not afraid. See, sometimes the fear will kill you. the fear of this virus will kill you. You don't have to be afraid of the virus. I know a lot of people are afraid, you know, you're going to contract the virus. But listen, God is watching over you. You have to do what you have to do. You have to protect yourself. You have to protect others. But don't let the virus, the fear of having the virus, kill you. Come on. You have to trust God. See, you have to give yourself, you have to give your children in the hands of the mighty God. You got to trust God with your life. Either he has your life or he does not have your life. Amen? And I know you have given your life to God. I know you trust him. So be encouraged today. Say to yourself, God is with me. He is working in my life. And I know he will deliver us. Amen? This virus did not come to stay. It just came to pass. Amen? People will read, you know, in a few years later, they will hear about this virus. And they said, and your children, your grandchildren, they will ask you, how did you survive? Well, because God was with us. We did not stop praying. We did not stop going to church. We did not stop worshiping God. Why? Because God was with us. And no matter what your children face today or they will face tomorrow, listen, they will have the same victory because you as parents, we as parents have stood on the word of God. Amen? We are preaching good, aren't we? Pastor Neil, we are preaching good. You know, Habakkuk, you know, seeing all these different things, you know, he's encouraged in his heart because God is speaking faith into his heart. And yet he also is making this, you know, he has this confidence in his heart. See, when you pray, when you seek God, you will know him. When you know him, when you know his word, you can have confidence in him. Amen? You can trust God and his word, you know, for yourself, for your family. See, listen, Habakkuk chapter 3, 17 and 18, it says, there may be no olive growing and no food growing in the fields. There may be no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the barns. But I still be glad in the Lord and I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. You know, sometimes you look outside and it does not line up what you hear, read in the Word of God. You know, you might be reading the Bible and you're reading the Bible, but it seems like God, you know, my son lost a job. Lord God, I just, you know, somebody so-and-so got sick in the family. And I know sometimes people get sick. But listen, you can trust God. You can trust God and know that God will deliver you. God did not allow those sicknesses. You remember, the sickness and disease do not come from God. It comes from the devil. He inflicts those things into your body. Sometimes you just have to go and rest. Sometimes some of the most spiritual thing you can do is rest. Because when you rest, God did not create you. You're not a mechanical thing. You are made out of body, mind, and spirit. And when you rest, your body will heal. Amen? Because God created your body to be healed. Amen? And the spirit of God, the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ will heal you. Sometimes when you're sick, you can lay hands and your pastor cannot come to your house. You can lay hands on yourself. You have been taught well right here in the Word of God. Amen? You can put your hand on your body and you can pray for yourself. You can pray for your children and they will recover. Amen? So trust God what he says in his word. You know, Habakkuk, he says, even though there is no olive in the olive tree, there is no figs in the fig tree, yet will I praise God. You have to make up your mind. You have to make up your mind to know God and to worship God, to follow him with all your heart. When you make up that mind in your heart, listen, you have determined that no matter what comes your way, you're going to serve God. God will honor you. God will bless you. God will make sure that everything he has, he will give it to you. Amen? And that's the word of the Lord today. As God is working, he is working in your life, he's working in our world today. You know, it doesn't matter what we are facing. Listen, you can trust God. You know, sometimes when we are preaching the gospel in all these different nations, you know, sometimes the trials actually and the challenges we face can be overwhelming. I've got friends, even last year, listen, I got friends that were beaten and tortured and even killed last year. I got men in my ministry that were killed even last year. But what do? We keep moving forward. I remember one of my friends, you know, he mentioned in one of the countries, you know, the pastor of that church, listen to me, we love our pastors, right? Yeah. The pastor of this church was beaten right in front of his church, and he was killed, left out there to die. A year later, just last year, they baptized 1,460 new believers. Come on! 1,460 new believers. Wherever there is suffering, there is harvest. The blood of the seed, the blood is like a seed of the martyrs, is the beginning of the church. You know, sometimes people pay a huge sacrifice. You do not know sometimes the sacrifices this house, this your pastors make. You know, you do not know when they wake up in the middle of the night, or for them day and night does not really mean, because they are shepherds. They are looking after you. They are looking after your family. They are praying to God. They are asking God to heal you, or to guide you, or to prosper you in things that you need to. You do not know the difficulties that they go through. But listen, you can praise God for a church, for a house like this, where you can come together and you can bring your families and you can grow together and you can make a huge difference in the communities and in your life right here. Amen? You know, we are so thankful to the Lord for His goodness. We are thankful to the Lord for the opportunities that we have to take the message of the gospel in the nations of the world. We face challenges, we face difficulties, but you know, we know the word of God. We know that God says, I will go with you even unto the ends of the earth. And we are sitting down. They cannot fly into other countries. Somehow it worked out that my wife was able to go to Albania. Albania is one of the countries. It was run by the military, and it was by the communist government for 50 years, very much like many countries like in Cambodia or Vietnam or China. This country in Eastern Europe was run for 50 years under communism. The churches were all torn down. The pastors were put in prison. Many were even killed. And yet, in Albania, God is working, raising up churches. There are people just like you and I worshiping God. They're worshiping God because people are going, people are rising up from within the nations, preaching the gospel. Listen, this is our time. This is your time. This is your season. Don't let this moment pass by. God put you on this planet Earth to make a difference. You are making a difference. You are making a difference in the life of your family, life of your children, your grandchildren. You belong to God. Amen. You belong to God. Your children belong to God. And the devil will not have you. The devil will have none of your children or your grandchildren. You're going to walk and you're going to do the great things that God has prepared just for you. That's why I love to be here, because I know how much you love your God. I know how much you love your family. And that's why you have to take your kids. You have to take your grandkids. You have to take your loved one. Today is a great day. Today is a Valentine's Day. If you have your spouse with you, make sure today is the day you love each other and hug each other. And whatever differences you have, you know, put that difference on the ground and say, you know what? You know, even though we have differences, we are for each other. You know, my wife and I, we love each other. Not to say that we don't have challenges. There are challenges when we travel and move all the time. But listen, we love each other. That's why we have done good in the last 27 years. Amen. And you love your spouses right here, sitting right in front of me. All of you, you know, you're sitting right. You all make each other look good. You all look each other make look good. You know why? Because God has blessed your life. Men, I'm talking to you. The word of God says, whosoever finds a wife finds a good thing. And you obtain favor of the Lord. Men, you be the man of God in your house. You know why I have turned out better? Because my wife always tells me, you are a man of God. Sometimes I don't feel like a man of God. Sometimes I want to go and hide, because Brother Guinea does not feel like a man of God, because I'm just like everybody else. But because of my wife's encouragement, she tells me I'm a man of God. I better act like one. Right? I better be one. I better be a man of God. And so, wives, you can make your husband, you know, be better, look better, do better. Amen. But this is a great day. It's a Valentine's Day. And it's not just today. Every day is Valentine. Amen. Amen. Every day, you know, you have to, you know, walk in love with your spouse, with your children. Your family is the only thing you have on this planet Earth. Your family is the only thing that you do, everything that you do. You put so many hours at your work, at your job. Why? Because you want to provide for your family. You want to make sure they're taken care of. And you're a good person. You're a good man of God. You're a woman of God. That's why you're in the house of God, because you want to honor God. You want to hear His word. So I want to encourage you today. Be strong in God. Allow God to work in your heart. If you don't have children, find somebody else's children. Just love them. Hug them. Give them kisses. Lay hands and pray over them. Speak in tongues and just declare the glory of God, blessings of God in those children. Amen? Because our children, our generations will know God. They will serve God. Amen? The children that are rising up, I'm telling you, God is setting them up for great things. You know, sometimes people say, oh, they're going to have difficulty. No, they are raised up in a higher level. Our children, your grandchildren, you can be confident. Of course, they will have difficulties at times. But listen, God is raising them up to be mighty men and women of God, just like you and I. Amen? And even greater. Jesus said they will do greater than these. In my name, they will cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead. Amen? And that's what you have to believe God. Let us all stand up just for a moment. Let's just lift up our hands to the Lord. Let us commit this day to the Lord, this week to the Lord. Worship team, do you want to come? Yeah, go ahead. All right, lift up your hands to the Lord just for a moment. I want to pray a strong prayer over you. I know we are doing social distancing and everything. I want you to walk in health. I want to pray with you. And if there is any one of you that is suffering with pain or sickness, or, you know, we are here to tell you that God is your healer. And there is an anointing here today. During the time when we worship God, my God, God's presence is here. And His presence heals you. And so when you come together and praise Him and worship Him from the depth of your heart, listen, there is a healing that flows. And there is a healing that is flowing right now. Our challenges that you are facing, job that you need. Listen, today is the day of miracle for us. We don't come into the house of God just to worship God. It's not one-sided, it's two sides, amen? We worship God and He puts His blessing into our lives, His healing into us, His miracles into us. He gives us the increase. He delivers us from anything and everything, amen? So Father, we lift up our hands to You in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. God, we come to You this morning. We're lifting up our holy hands, God, and we say, Jesus, if there is any one of us that is having pain or sickness, Lord God, of any kind, let the healing virtue of Jesus flow in their bodies right now. Let the healing virtue of Jesus Christ flow in your body from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Every sickness that comes from the devil, in Jesus' name, we rebuke the devil. And we say, devil, take your hands off these people of God. Take your hands off, and we put a hedge of protection around each individual that is suffering, that is in pain. Cancer, I command you to go. Virus, COVID-19 virus, I command you to go. Pain, I command you to go. Arthritis, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Sugar, blood sugar, high pressures, in the name of Jesus, I command them to go. We walk in divine health, and we choose to walk in divine health. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing virtue flowing into our bodies, from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Father, healing is taking place right now. Pain is leaving right now. Sicknesses are leaving right now. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, Father, we trust in You. We trust in Your word. You said, by Your stripes I am healed. And this morning, I declare every one of us that may have been had pain, in Jesus' name, we are healed. And if anyone who needs a job or needs an increase, in the name of Jesus, God, today will be the day the tide of the battle turns. Father, this week, Lord, they will find the jobs that they're looking for, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray, Lord, today will be the day, Father, that their hearts, Lord, will be led to the right place, Lord God. So that, Father, they do not have to go without finances for their families, so that they can provide. Lord, these are good men and women of God. So Father, I pray everyone in this house, Lord God, will have good jobs. The promotions will come from heaven. Lord, this year, Lord, their finances will be stronger and better in the name of Jesus. Father, many of them have suffered last year. But Father, we are tithers, we are givers. God, we honor you, and you said that you will rebuke the devourer for our sake. Rebuke the devourer. God, you rebuke the devourer for our sake. The Satan, the devil cannot touch our finances. In the name of Jesus, we are delivered. And so we thank you, Father, for great increase. We thank you, Father, for great increase into each one of our lives. And Father, for other things, Lord God, people that are going through different things, God, I just pray that God, you will release your people free from every fear, free from every stronghold in the name of Jesus, from every stronghold that binds your people. Father, also pray on this special Valentine, Lord God, people that are single, young people that are single, or men and women that are single, Father, I thank you that they will find their partners in Jesus' name. God, there is one out there just for each one of them. And I thank you, God, that you have prepared them all these years. But I pray that, Lord, this week, this month, this year will be the year of their miracles in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you are raising up the body of Christ. I thank you, Father, that you are the Lord of them all, Lord of us all. And God, I pray that you will help our young people and those that are looking for life partners, that, Father, that they will find the right person. And you will bless their lives. One shall chase 1,000, but two shall chase 10,000 to flight. We thank you, God, that because you love us and you care for us so much. We thank you, God, that you are in the midst of us. You're working in our hearts. You're working in our house. You're working in our church, in our community, but also around the world. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your blessing in each one of us, our lives, in Jesus' mighty name, and we give you all praise and glory. Everybody says, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Pastor Guinea. Thank you so much for ministering. Amen. How many of you receive that word that God is with us? He is for us. Do you believe that this morning? Come on, just like Habakkuk, we may be experiencing in the earth. There may be no olives in the field, but our God is still on the throne. How many of you know we serve a good God and we can claim that? So I hope you take that word, you put it in your heart, you keep it before you, that God is for you, he is with us, and that he is covering us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we'll pray a prayer of blessing. If you need additional prayer,